This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Nate Smith is going to have to be quiet, really quiet, until the end of June.
Nate announced on his Instagram that he has been put on vocal rest. He said, quote, "Hey, friends, I have some news to share, and it's tough for me. While I'm currently on a dream tour with Al Dean, still can't believe I'm on this tour, I recently had to cancel a few appearances after struggling with some vocal issues. After trying everything I could do and under the direction of my doctors, I'm now on strict vocal rest through the end of June."
Summer is a bad time for this to happen because this is touring time. This is a very busy time of year for recording artists as far as festivals and, as Tammy mentioned, CMA Fest. Now, the good news for Nate is that there are no June dates for the Al Dean tour, so that's not going to cut into that at all. But, I mean, I think there's four festivals he can't do now. Mm-hmm. Can't do CMA Fest. And I've always wondered, when it comes to things like vocal rest, does that mean you don't speak at all?
At all.
Or does that mean you don't sing at all?
I think you completely rest it 100%. Then you slowly work back with talking. And you have to learn how to utilize your voice. And it's something that most people have never been taught unless they went through vocal coaching on how to sing. And there's a huge part of the population, of everyone, we use our voices incorrectly. I remember when I lost my voice and I had to go to the doctor to figure out what was going on. And the first thing he asked me is if I grew up with brothers. I was like, what? And I said, no. And he said, because the tone of the way you're talking, I see it a lot in girls who had brothers because they have to be louder and more assertive to be heard.
So he said you're a loudmouth.
Yeah, he did. But I had to learn how to use my voice properly.
Interesting.
Well, yeah.
I think your voice is fabulous, if that's any consolation.
Thank you.
I was always wondered, when it comes to things like vocal rest, doing what we do, if we could actually do that or if that would drive us crazy. Initially, I think I would have zero problem with it. I know it kind of shocks you because I can appear to be a chatterbox at times. But actually, I don't mind being very quiet. I don't mind listening. I don't mind not talking, since I do it so much. But I mean, if I was forced to not talk, I don't know. Would it drive me
crazy?
Well,
once you're made to do something,
right,
then all
exactly.
of a sudden you want to do it. I don't think you could go 2 weeks. No way. No way. You could certainly go a few days, but there's no way you could go 2 weeks.
Why don't we try it out with you for a couple weeks, John, and see what happens?
That's very ha-ha. If I didn't do what I did for a living, I'd actually take you up on that, because I think you're wrong. I think I could do it.
Not for 2 weeks.
I don't think you could do it for 2 hours.
Oh, that's crap. Come on, that's ridiculous. I'm kind of offended now. You guys don't think I could do this. If I didn't do what we do for a living, I would totally take you up on that.
Right.
I'm trying to think if there's a way we can incorporate it into the show.
There's no way we can, unless you did it on a vacation.
Maybe,
but then you wouldn't want to do that.
Maybe if we incorporate a series of bells and buzzes.
That would be fun to listen to.
I could answer that way, like the dude from Breaking Bad. One for yes, two for no. Or the other way around. No? All right.
Yeah, no.
Get well, Nate Smith. Enjoy this rest. Take care of that voice, man. It's your paycheck. Got the strangest text from Jessica yesterday, our producer.
Yeah, it was so weird.
You should know that obviously we talk throughout the day, Jessica and Tam and I, going over the show. Hey, guys, need you to do this, that kind of stuff.
Sure.
So when I got the text from Jessica yesterday at 11:35 in the morning, I thought, uh-oh, we forgot to do something. Uh-huh. We have to go back. But no, that was not the text we received. It was one of the most unusual texts we've ever gotten from producer Jessica.
Can I read it?
Yes, please do.
Producer Jessica sent us this. I just walked out of the office to see somebody from one of the other offices getting their ear candle or smoked or something by another one of their coworkers.
Okay, pause. Mm-hmm. I had to read that like four times.
Yeah, you thought maybe then, a voice-to-text miscommunication?
I'm going to read you exactly what I texted back. What does that mean? Getting their ear candle or smoked or something by another one of their coworkers. I'm like, who's smoking an ear? What's going on?
I
thought maybe
it
was a bad talk to text. If I was out of the vernacular, I almost looked up that phrase thinking I'm not hip. I should know what that means. Turns out that someone was getting an earwax removal done in the parking lot.
Yeah. Well, and it was on fire because there was smoke coming from it. It was some kind of cone one.
Okay. I've seen those.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So, again, a person has a clogged ear, happens all the time, wax buildup.
Yes.
And they are using an earwax removal kit in which to remove wax. Nothing unusual about that whatsoever. What is unusual is that it was outside in our parking lot.
Yeah.
Like, on a bench? Like, where they smoke? Where?
Conveniently where they smoke.
Okay.
So they're out there pounding a heater anyway.
Yeah.
Hey, Clarence, I notice you're having a hard time hearing me. I have this earwax removal kit with me. Yeah. What do you say, as long as we're out here pounding one?
Well, let's try an ear candle.
Let's light that ear on fire. Is that basically what happened?
Yes. I thought it was a little bizarre.
Was there a type of, like a bloodmobile type clinic here yesterday doing these things?
Or well,
that happens from time to time. An office brings a bloodmobile in or something like that. Was it something like that, maybe?
No, it seemed to be just two coworkers hanging out, chatting. There was a third sitting there chatting with the other two
watching
while she was getting her ear candled. I mean, look, I am kind of obsessed with ear things anyways.
Yes, we know
so
that.
So I almost went up and said, hey, can I be next?
Or just say, hey, I produce a radio show in town. Like to know what you're doing out here.
Yeah.
You know, I'm thinking of all the things my coworkers have asked me to do in the past. Can I borrow your key fob?
Sure.
I left mine at home. Sure. Can you pick me up? My car's in the shop. I have to get back to the office. Mm-hmm. Sure. I've never had any coworker ask if I can de-wax their ear.
Yeah, I know. It's strange.
Well, not that I'm against it. It's we can all agree it's very weird, right?
It's
very strange, very unusual.
Very weird.
Or maybe you're like, this is not even close to the most unusual thing I've seen in my work parking lot.
I don't know. Maybe we don't want to open up that can of worms.
I kind of like to. Can you top someone getting de-earwax in a parking lot at work? 833-287-1037. Or is that pretty much the most unusual thing you've heard in a long time? John and Tammy, San Diego's morning show on KSON.
Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. Woo!
Let's go to Sarah in Ramona. Hi, Sarah.
Hi.
Sarah, you sound so excited. Do me a favor. Kick Tammy out of our studio.
Please get out.
You bet. Good luck, honey.
Sarah, I got five pop culture questions for you. You get more right than Tammy, you're going to get $100 thanks to a garage door and gate store, Main Street in Lakeside, for custom gates and garage doors. A garage door and gate store.com. Also want to remind you, all ties are going to go to Tammy, okay?
Okay.
Sarah, Ellen Pompeo says TSA held her for an hour and even brought in the bomb squad because she had sunflower seeds. Ellen is best known for playing Meredith, a doctor on Grey's Anatomy. What is Meredith's last name?
Grey.
Jimmy Fallon hates that some people don't like him. Jimmy is the host of The Tonight Show. What network airs The Tonight Show?
NBC?
Miley Cyrus has an amazing answer for why she does not have her own beauty brand. Quote, I'm not a makeup artist. How old was Miley when she began playing Hannah Montana? 13, 12, or 11?
11.
John Krasinski gives his mother 10% of his earnings because she encouraged him not to quit when the acting thing wasn't working out. John Krasinski is married to this Oscar-nominated actress who was his co-star in A Quiet Place and also a not-so-nice assistant in The Devil Wears Prada. Who is she?
I do not know that one.
And finally, happy 50th to Angelina Jolie. She is the daughter to Oscar-winning actor John Voight, who played a horrible father named Mickey on what Showtime drama from 2013 to 2020?
Oh, I don't know. I'm going to have to pass.
All right, let's get Tam back in. So, Sarah, you live in Ramona long?
Yeah, I have. My whole life.
Okay. So, tell me about DeCarlo's. You ever have prime rib there?
Yes, we do. I saw that on Facebook.
I did, too. You know, I've been to Marinade on Main in Ramona a bunch of times. I love the fried chicken there. Might be my favorite
that
thing. Rice the bomb. But I've never heard about DeCarlo's, and I saw that prime rib. I'm like, I got to get back up to Ramona. Sarah did 2 out of 5, Tim.
Okay.
I'm always asking about food. That's just my thing. Ellen Pompeo says TSA held her for an hour and even brought in the bomb squad because she had sunflower seeds. Mm-hmm. Ellen is best known for playing Meredith, a doctor on Grey's Anatomy. What is Meredith's last name?
Gray.
Yeah. They get harder, I promise. That same kind of thing happened to me years ago. I was visiting my mom in New York and I brought back some kind of fancy spices from her kitchen. They were packed in a plastic bag and wrapped up. I didn't even think about it. I had it in my carry-on and all of a sudden there's cops and there's bomb squad and they're busting open my spice bag.
Well, you look shifty.
I'm like, I swear to God, it's not a narcotic. It's just fancy seasoned salt. All right, 1-1. Tammy, Jimmy Fallon hates that some people don't like him. Jimmy is the host of The Tonight Show. What network air is that?
The Tonight Show is on NBC.
NBC is right. Sarah knew that, 2-2. Miley Cyrus has an amazing answer for why she does not have her own beauty brand. You ready for it? Quote, I'm not a makeup artist.
Okay.
Love it. How old was Miley when she began playing Hannah Montana? 13, 12, or 11?
12?
Nope, nor was she 13. I'm sorry, 11, which is what Sarah guessed. She was 13 years old.
That was my gut.
Still 2-2. John Krasinski gives his mother 10% of his earnings because she encouraged him not to quit acting when things weren't working out. Isn't that great?
Yeah.
Krasinski's married to this Oscar-nominated actress who was his co-star in A Quiet Place and also a not-so-nice assistant in The Devil Wears Prada. Who is she?
Her name is Emily Blunt.
Emily Blunt is right. Sarah did not remember. 3-2, Tammy. And finally, happy 50th to Angelina Jolie. She is the daughter to Oscar-winning actor John Voight, who played a horrible father named Mickey on what Showtime drama from 2013 to 2020?
Oh, I should know this. I can't.
He was the horrible, murderous, drug-addicted Mickey Donovan, Ray Donovan's dad. And that means today you finish with a score of just 3-2, Tammy. Sarah, you're not going to get any of Tammy's money, but we have a great prize for you.
Sarah, you are now going to see Brad Paisley, Walker Hayes, and Avery Anna this Saturday, Gallagher Square at Petco Park.
Yay! I can't wait to see Avery Anna. Thank you so much.
All right, Sarah, enjoy that. Have a wonderful day. And before you leave, unfortunately, we have to have you say this.
Hi, I'm Sarah in Ramona, and I flunked out of Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
I think they're my two favorite words in the English language, happy hour. Just always means something good. Mm-hmm. That's all there is to it. So Sam and I, my girlfriend, we live in Carlsbad, and it's very easy if you live near the coast, around the coast, to go broke. When you're trying to find a place to eat.
Oh, well, I suppose it's expensive, right?
Everything. I mean, yeah. even a casual dining. So what we've been trying to do is find a really good, reasonable, but nice place to go to happy hour on
sure.
the coast.
Now, we experienced a bit of happy hour when we were at Sequan Casino Resort, John, when we did their pool party. And we experienced happy hour before we went out to dinner, which was lovely. But you were looking for something that was close to your home.
Exactly. And things are different. Happy hours are different than what they used to be. First of all, COVID almost damn near killed happy hours.
Yeah.
And the fact now that people are working different hours now, maybe they're still more hybrid with their office hours. Things are different. Gone are the days of happy hours where they just load you up with free food and send you on your way.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. What a memory. When I was back in college working in the summer for the city of Apple Valley in Minnesota, not California, there was a place called Durning's that we would go to happy hour once in a while.
Mm-hmm.
And they had a taco bar.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And there's nothing better than working all day in the sun than drinking an ice cold beer and eating free tacos.
Yes.
I think we probably are the reason why they don't give them out anymore.
Now, we used to experience a pretty good happy hour when we first moved to San Diego. It was over...
right up the road,
yeah.
The Aero Bar.
Yeah, Aero Squadron. Remember, they used to have a whole little buffet of
right.
things that you could pick at and eat, and it was lovely.
I remember. It's still there, but they don't give out the free food at the happy hour. I don't
yeah.
think there's any place that's literally giving out free food. But if you search hard enough, you can find some really, really good deals at some really nice places. Last week, I'm not even sure I should be saying this because there wasn't a seat to be had, but what the heck. Last week, Sam and I went to the Chart House in Cardiff.
Oh, I would think that would be expensive.
As would I. But the happy hour is off the hook. The most expensive thing on their happy hour menu as far as food, $12.
Oh,
and that's the
wow.
most expensive.
Wow.
And it's really, really good.
Yeah.
And that's the reason why we got there. It's from 3 to 6, Monday through Friday.
Mm-hmm.
We got there at 3:40. I'm thinking there's not going to be a 3:40. No, wrong.
Yeah.
It was packed, and there's a reason why. It's awesome food, unbelievable scenery, and it's reasonable. And
yeah.
you don't get that very often.
No.
All at once. You'll get the food, you'll get the scenery, but you won't get the good prices. In this case, it is. So
yeah.
now we're on a quest
mm-hmm.
to find more places like that.
You bet. Where is your go-to happy hour? What's special about it? Why do you love it? 833-287-1037. San Diego County's huge, and there's got to be a lot of hidden gems that we didn't know had a fantastic happy hour.
Hidden gems is the perfect way to phrase it, Tim. Maybe you're also like me. It's a hidden gem for a reason. We don't want anybody there.
That could be true.
I kind of get that.
Uh-huh.
I do get that, but I'd like to hear anyway. 833-287-1037. Your go-to happy hour. Then maybe it'll surprise us.
Mm-hmm.
John and Tammy, San Diego's morning show on KSON.
John and his girlfriend Sam discovered a great new place for a happy hour, so we want to know your favorite place for a happy hour. Adam and PB.
Best spot in happy hour was the tavern down in Pacific Beach. They used to do half-off drinks, every drink until 8 o'clock. and then half off appetizers, and I actually met my wife there.
Very nice memory.
Yeah, it was the best. Tavern, PB, best bartenders, best service. Great weather. Couldn't beat it.
Yeah, it sounds like it. Thanks for sharing that memory, Adam. Pam and Santee, your best spot for a happy hour.
Well, Tammy and Santee, if you go to Murrieta's, which is by Mission Gorge and Carlton Hills, for happy hour, it's an unknown fact to a lot of people, but not only are the margaritas great, the margaritas are like 10 bucks and they're like 16 ounces, but for happy hour, you can get for free either an order of their nachos or a cheese quesadilla.
Did you say free nachos?
Free. Free. It's a plate of free nachos, or you can get a quesadilla. The nachos are the best bet.
Oh, my God.
Sounds like the next place to go.
Sounds like heaven.
Casey and Claremont, where's your go-to happy hour?
Well, it's actually my work, and I love it because John, like you said, he lives in Carlsbad. We're a new restaurant in Carlsbad off of Palomar Airport Road. It's called Mainstream Bar and Grill.
How long has you guys been open?
We just took over. It used to be Sea Fire, but we opened up in February.
Okay.
Last year.
That's your next spot to go, John.
I'm checking it out for sure. I'll see you there.
Shelley and Claremont, your go-to happy hour.
We go to Sardinas. It's down on Marina Boulevard right here. By Teolio's, I guess.
What makes it a great happy hour?
Right in there. They have full-size food for less than half price during happy hour, and the drinks are really good.
Well, when you get that happy hour menu, sometimes, you know, they give you like a fraction of what, yeah. Oh, wait a second, this isn't going to fill me up. But a full-size portion at more than half off. That's an amazing happy hour. Cool. Good tip. All right.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Have a good day.
Jarrell is in Carlsbad. Jarrell, where's your go-to happy hour?
So we love a place it's in Encinitas, I believe, but it's called Peabody's, Mr. Peabody's.
Love Peabody's. And great wings.
Yeah. Yep, and they have a great happy hour. I think it's $2.50 for a fish taco. You can get three baby back ribs for $6. And then on Sundays, they have an incredible brunch where you can get breakfast tacos for a couple bucks as well.
Great. Thank you for sharing that. Yep. Deanna in Oceanside, where's your go-to happy hour, and why is it so good?
Oh, my gosh. I could tell you so many, but I want to say that I work for a community where I serve elderly, and I'm their bus driver, so I get to go to all these great places and take them there and eat with them. So we go to the harbor in Oceanside for our harbor stroll, and they eat at the Broiler. That is their favorite because their happy hour is all day long.
Oh, really?
That's what I'm talking about.
It's great. Everything about it is just amazing. Their happy hour menu is the best, and our residents love it.
All right.
That's
thanks.
Perfect.
That reminds me of when I first moved out here and lived in Rancho Bernardo, and I discovered Carver's.
Oh, yes.
And when Carver's was open for lunch, it was the best because I, much like the friends at Oceanside, that happy hour went from 11, I think, until 6 every day. I'm like, I almost started crying.
We love a good happy hour. John and Tammy, San Diego's Morning Show on KSON.
Next Saturday, Father's Day weekend, a magical time of year for dads, and this is a great pre-Father's Day plan Saturday night for the entire family.
KSON's All-American Summer, starring Scotty McCreery, the band, Perry, and more. It's an all-ages show. You can get your tickets right now at KSON.com.
Come on, Dad. You know you want to hang out with your kids, singing band Perry, singing Scotty McCreery's tunes, hanging out with famous dignitaries like our official correspondent, a.k.a. producer Jessica's mother-in-law, a.k.a. the fabulous Sherry. Turns out she's a massive Scotty McCreery fan. Or is she?
Sherry's here. We were just talking about the Scotty McCreery show. She's a fan of Scotty McCreery, aren't you?
Yes, I am. I think he's absolutely adorable. He's like the grandchild I never had.
Well, you have a grandchild.
Well, I know, but he doesn't sing.
Ouch.
Oh, come on.
Tough room.
He's a little guy.
What's the song that Scotty McCreery sings?
No, I can't. You're going to mess me up on that because I can't remember the words. I'll get back to you on that.
It was something about a kiss?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, a kiss. Just kiss or something.
Okay.
I can sing it if I'm in the car with the CD going.
Pretend like you're in the car right now and sing.
Oh,
it.
No, no. No. I was in choir, Job's Daughters, school choir, second soprano. It's gone.
Did she say Job's Daughters? Was that the name of their choir in high school?
No. It's an international sisterhood, hold on, where shy girls turn into confident young women. Our members grow alongside their peers and find their voice in a safe and in supportive environment.
Okay.
Wow.
Well, there you go.
Job's Daughters. I just learned something. Thank you, Sherry. Thank you, producer Jessica. What is this song she's referring to? What is Sherry's favorite Scotty McCreery song?
Are you gonna kiss me or not?
Are you gonna kiss me or not?
Ah, well, that's the reason why Sherry couldn't remember her favorite Scotty McCreery song.
Because it's not Scotty McCreery. Thompson Square, Sherry.
Oh, God, she's gold. She's absolute gold. I like that Scotty McCreery is the grandson she never has, but she has one.
Yes.
And that she's giving him credit for his biggest hit that wasn't his.
Producer Jessica, is Sherry going to come to the Scotty McCreery show?
I mean, I think we can get her there.
I think we should.
Yeah.
Wow.
She can meet and talk about his favorite song.
When he sings her other favorite song, Friends in Low Places, she's going to lose her mind.
Okay, we want to see you there. You're just over a week away. KSON's All-American Summer, starring Scotty McCreery, the band Perry, Kelsey Hart, and Will Mosley, Front Wave Arena in Oceanside. It's an all-ages show, and you can get your tickets right now at KSON.com.
And now here's another incentive. Sherry will be there.
Yay!
John and Tammy, San Diego's morning show on KSON.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
College of Hollywood Knowledge. Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. Woo!
Karen is in Escondido. Hi, Karen.
Hi, John.
Karen, would you do me a favor and kick Tammy out of our studio, please?
Hey, Tammy, can you go take a walk?
You bet. Good luck.
Karen, I got five pop culture questions for you, and if you get more right than Tammy, you get $100, thanks to a Garage Door and Gate Store, Main Street and Lakeside, for custom gates and garage doors at garagedoorandgatestore.com. Also want to remind you, Karen, that all ties go to Tammy, okay?
Sure.
John Krasinski gives his mother 10% of his earnings because she encouraged him not to quit when the acting thing wasn't working out. John played Jim on The Office. Is Jim's last name Schrute, Helpert, or Beasley?
Helpert.
Jimmy Fallon hates that some people don't like him. Jimmy is the host of The Tonight Show. Who was the host of The Tonight Show before Jimmy took over in 2014?
I think it was Jay Leno.
Ellen Pompeo says TSA held her for an hour and even brought in the bomb squad just because she had sunflower seeds. Ellen became a star on Grey's Anatomy, but was also the love interest of Luke Wilson in what comedy movie that also starred Will Ferrell and Vince Vaughn?
Old School.
Prince's Purple Rain was named the greatest power ballad in rock history by UltimateClassicRock.com. Fill in the missing lyric to Purple Rain. I never meant to cause you any sorrow. I never meant to cause you any pain. I only wanted to one time see you what?
Dance in the Purple Rain?
And finally, the Gibson guitar that Michael J. Fox played in Back to the Future has been missing since 1985, the year the movie came out. Gibson is a legendary guitar company. Another legendary guitar brand is this company that was founded in 1974 and is headquartered in El Cajon. What is it?
Fender?
Let's get Tam back in. So, Karen, personal question. Does it bother you that people associate your first name with a grumpy woman?
Yes, but I spell my name differently, so it's not as big a deal.
Oh, very good. Yes, our old boss had that same situation. She goes, that doesn't count for me, because I'm K-A-R-Y-N. Is that you too?
No, I'm C-A-R-I-N.
There you see, you're not even close. Karen today did 3 out of 5, Tam. Started out red hot.
Nice job, honey.
John Krasinski gives his mother 10% of his earnings because she encouraged him not to quit when the acting thing wasn't working out.
I think that's so sweet.
John played Jim on The Office. Is Jim's last name Schrute, Helpert, or Beasley?
Helpert.
Yeah, Helpert is right. And as if he could not be more attractive to women, here he goes. He gives money to his mom every month.
Oh.
That's awesome. It's 1-1. Jimmy Fallon hates that some people don't like him. Jimmy's the host of The Tonight Show. Who was the host of The Tonight Show before Jimmy took over in 2014?
Who did he take over from? Why am I having such a Jay Leno?
Was it Leno or was it Conan? It was Leno.
Because Conan didn't get it, right?
Yeah. I don't know. Conan got it. Jay left. Conan came in for a year, and then Jay slimed his way back in and kicked Conan off and stayed on for a couple more years after that. So, yeah, it was Leno. Karen went with Leno. 2-2. Ellen Pompeo says TSA held her out for an hour and even brought in the bomb squad just because she had sunflower seeds. Ellen became a star on Grey's Anatomy, but was also the love interest of Luke Wilson. In what comedy movie that also starred Will Ferrell and Vince Vaughn?
Old School.
Old School is right. Gonna go streaking. It's 3-3. Prince's Purple Rain was named the greatest power ballad in rock history by UltimateClassicRock.com. Fill in the lyric, the missing lyric to Purple Rain. I never meant to cause you any sorrow. I never meant to cause you any pain. I only wanted to one time see you what?
Something in the Purple Rain. Is it Dancing in the Purple Rain?
I only wanted to one time see you laughing.
Ah,
laughing. Maybe my favorite song of all time. Maybe. Still 3-3. And finally, the Gibson guitar Michael J. Fox plays in Back to the Future has been missing since 1985, the year the movie came out. How's that possible? Gibson is a legendary guitar company. Another legendary guitar brand is this company that was founded in 1974 and is headquartered in El Cajon. What is it?
Taylor Guitars?
Taylor Guitars. World famous. That is right. Karen went with Fender. So today we finished with a score of 4-3, Tammy. You're not going to get any of Tammy's money, Karen, but we've got a great prize for you.
You're going to see Brad Paisley, Walker Hayes, and Avrianna this Saturday night, Gallagher Square at Petco Park.
Well, fantastic.
Karen, have a wonderful time, a great weekend. Unfortunately, before you leave, I have to have you say this.
Hi, I'm Karen Escondido, and I flunked out of Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge.
Kevin is in Pacific Beach, has a girlfriend. Girlfriend's got a cat. Cat hates Kevin.
Oh, poor Kevin.
Wow. That pretty much sum it up, Kevin?
Yeah, exactly. That's exactly what's going on.
All right, talk to us, pal. What's going down?
Yeah, so I've been seeing this girl for a couple months. And yeah, I'm pretty sure a cat hates me.
Explain how a cat can hate you.
Well, when I first like went to her place, she introduced me to her cat. Her cat hissed at me pretty much right away, which, you know, I get it. New person, whatever. So it's been a few months and it's really only gotten worse. So now not only does this cat hiss at me, but he also now uses my stuff as like his personal toilet.
Ooh. Oh, no.
Is he legit like going to the bathroom on your stuff?
Yeah. Peeing, pooping. And I don't know if you guys know anything about cat scents, but like that stuff just does not come out of clothes.
No, it's the absolute.
Especially when it's straight. Yeah.
Good God. So, Kevin, are you alleging that this cat specifically looks for your stuff and your stuff only? And like, watch this, Kevin. And legit does it on purpose just because it's yours?
Yeah, pretty much. I'm sure he smells my stuff and probably, I don't know. I don't know what's going on with this cat, but it's...
Well, I'm going to tell you, the cat is just like a dog. It can smell what's yours because is it not happening to your girlfriend's things?
I don't think so. You know, he's got a litter box. He uses it. I've watched him use it, but I've also watched him pee on my stuff as well.
So how's your girlfriend handling all this?
Well, she knows all about it, but she's not really doing anything about it. You know, she apologizes. She says, oh, he's just nervous around new people, but she hasn't tried to, like, train him or fix it in any way.
No one likes their clothes being used as an animal's personal toilet.
No.
Kevin, I feel bad for you. You know what? I had a previous girlfriend who was a fabulous human being, but she's an animal lover. But her dog was a bully, and her dog didn't like me much and didn't like my dog much. So much so that she would go after my dog. And when I said, hey, stop doing that, I would get yelled at for yelling at her dog. It drove me crazy.
Yeah. That's not good. I don't know what to do.
Well, Kevin, let's throw it out to the KSON listeners and hear from them because we have so many animal lovers, but maybe try to help you find a way to make this okay, or if it's never going to be okay, then you know what they're going to say. 833-287-1037. What do you think Kevin should do? He's dating this girl. He likes her, but the cat hates him and makes it known by messing on his stuff.
In the worst way possible. Mm-hmm. Kevin, you mind hanging out and see what our KSON family has to say? Then maybe... able to help you out a little bit.
Oh, I'd love to hear what they have to say.
Let's help Kevin out. Should he love her or list her, or list her cat for that matter? 833-287-1037. John and Tammy, San Diego's morning show on KSON.
Been seeing this girl for a couple months, and yeah, I'm pretty sure her cat hates me. When I first like went to her place, she introduced me to her cat. Her cat hissed at me pretty much right away. So it's been a few months and it's really only gotten worse. Now, not only does this cat hiss at me, but he also now uses my stuff as like his personal toilet.
That is Kevin in PB. 833-287-1037 really needs your help on whether he should love his cat loving girlfriend or list her.
Ashley in Camp Pendleton, what's your advice?
Kevin needs to try and win the cat over, and if he can't, then he might have to bail out because cats are very vindictive, and it will continue doing stuff like that. My cat used to throw up in my brother's shoes because he hated him, but Kevin, you should get some of those like little churro or like lickable treats and some catnip and just try to win that cat over. But yeah, unfortunately, if he can't, it's going to continue to be a problem.
Wow.
It's hard. Man, I love how you said they're vindictive because they are. Thank you. Cody in Oceanside, help us out here.
Hello, Tammy. Honestly, I had that same issue. My girlfriend wanted to get a cat so bad, and I'm not a cat lover, but after a little while, like, he did slowly grow on me, but the main issue, he was peeing on my things, too. After we got him fixed, it wasn't an issue.
Oh, okay.
Maybe that's the issue.
Check out.
All right, thanks, Cody. Good luck, man. Aaron in Point Loma, help Kevin out. Help a fellow brother out. His girlfriend's cat, well, craps all over his stuff constantly. What's he going to do about it, lover or lister?
Yeah, not cool. So I think it ultimately comes down to how much he cares about this girlfriend of 2 months, only 2 months, But if he really cares about her, it's obviously evident how much he cares about the cat, very little. So I'm originally from Phoenix, Arizona. Yeah, and so when my buddies and I turned 16 years old in Phoenix, we started a very unofficial feline relocation program. And so none of us liked cats. And so we'd find cats in people's in their yard. We would just relocate them to other people's yards and other neighborhoods. So to say that maybe Kevin should just relocate the cat somewhere else, to a different neighborhood, and not know what happened and just continue his relationship with this girl.
We are certainly not advocating any kind of cat napping here on this show.
No, okay. No harm. No harm to the cat.
No harm, just all relocation. Right. Thanks,
Aaron. Relocation. Like it's a cat mob.
All right, let's go back to Kevin now. All right, Kevin, what are you thinking is the direction you're going to go, Kevin?
Yeah, so I definitely appreciate everybody's like tips and advice. So I think I'm going to try to follow that, look more into it. Just like little tricks to maybe hopefully kind of train the cat on my own in a way. So yeah, I'm not gonna break up with her over it. She is great. I really like her a lot. But yeah.
You're not gonna like just, oh my God, I'm so mean. Make the cat go missing. No, I'm sorry.
Tammy. Take the cat out for a drive. I don't know what happened. Turn it back for 1 second.
You know, I'm being facetious, obviously. I'm an animal lover, but I had a roommate once who had a boy cat like that, and any time a guy came over, it would do that to his things because he didn't like her dating anyone, and it was never going to stop, and she was never going to make him stop, so I don't know.
So what happened?
No guy ever ended up dating her for very long. But anyway,
not exactly helping Kevin here.
No,
with that,
but Kevin
story.
Is going to work on it, and that's the thing. She didn't want to work on it. So
good luck, man. Another reason why dogs rule.
Thank you. Thank you so much. I appreciate you guys.
All right, honey. Have a good day,
John and Tammy. San Diego's Morning Show on KSON.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.